Catching up with John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling again. John, thank you for more of your time again this week.
Oh, you're welcome. Anytime, Adam.
I've been getting some reports on perch, walleye, and I want to get to the salmon with you as well. But first, let's start with the big tournament this weekend, the end of the season tournament.
Yeah, it's the Great Lakes Sports Fishermen's Club. It's called the Last Chance Tournament, and that Saturday, registrations from 6 to 6:45 at, I believe it's the North Shore Boat Launch. And then after regulations, rules and everything, you're sent off and you got to be back in by 3:30. I believe it's $100 a team. And then you have the big fish pot, your best three fish, two over 23, and then your closest 223.
Do you know where they can go to find out more information if they want to, you know, possibly get involved?
Yeah, go to the GLSF Facebook page, or you can go to baitingocglsf.com, and you'll be able to find all the information.
All right, well, let's get to the walleye reports now. You know, today it is windier than hell. It was windy yesterday, too, so I'm assuming they probably got blown off most of the good walleye waters right now.
Oh, yeah.
But what was going on before it?
It was really well. They're starting to pick more up in the head of the bay here, but from Ford River all the way down south was really hot. A lot of fish being caught, and the most active the last few days have been casting shiver minnows.
Nice.
I've been getting a lot of good reports of guys picking up a lot of real nice fish.
Could you be specific about the shiver minnows? Because there's different sizes and obviously different colors.
Okay, yes. In the summer, the preferred size is the number 3. That's the 1 ounce. That's the biggest that moonshine lures make. And as far as colors, everybody has their preference. As you know, the pinks and purples are always the first colors to go to. But my favorite colors would be your pink goby's good, yellowtail, and then the non-glow casper is one of my go-tos.
Nice. All right. And do you know, were they getting them in any depth of water, anything different?
You know, what most guys do when they're looking for them, you just go over any structure. You know, it can be anywhere from humps, 10 feet down to humps that are in that, you know, 28, 30 foot. And you just look for the fish that are on the bottom. And that's when you just get off the structure a little bit and pitch your shiver minnows to them. Just rip them right off the top and they really hit hard.
All right, John, well, I'd like to continue with you later this hour, get into the perch and the salmon, if you could give us some more time.
I sure can.
John from Bayshore Resort Bait and Tackle in Kipling. We'll continue, so stay tuned to the Outdoor Show.